Proclamation number 3417 of 25th of January, 1945. Miracles of faith. Comfort and protection. Every event is based on my love, even if it is incomprehensible to people. They will never lose my love, even though they do not feel it. But my aim is to make them receptive and sensitive for my love. And I encounter resistance if I gently and tenderly draw people to me and offer them my love. I encounter resistance, they strive away from me and towards something which appears as a mirage before their eyes. The world with its earthly goods, dead matter and everything which belongs to my adversary's kingdom. But I do not want to and cannot forcibly break their resistance because I respect the human being's free will. And yet I love my creations. And thus I choose other means to win people over, to make them compliant and turn towards me. The tender wooing goes unheeded, thus I have to call louder, I have to make myself noticeable to people. I must let them get into trouble in order to then become recognizable to them through help as soon as they have not completely renounced me. I must teach them to pray. And this only brings about hardship if people are in a low state of maturity and believe that they can live their earthly life without me. They have to recognize their own powerlessness in order to call upon me to help them. This is the purpose of all hardship and tribulation which humanity has to suffer. I always help if a plea from the heart comes to me. I always accept the person who acknowledges me and appeals to me for mercy. For my love does not deny itself. But whether a prayer rises up to me from the heart, that I alone know. I don't pay attention to empty words, I don't pay attention to demanding prayer, but I want to be approached in deep love for the fulfillment of a request, so that my love can now also express itself and become tangible to the human being. If a heart is sincerely devoted to me and demonstrates its love for me by being active for me, then my love will also be revealed to him. For I will spread my hands under his feet and he will have nothing to fear because I myself direct all events according to my will. And even if human will strives for the opposite, my will keep everything from an earthly child devoted to me, so that it will also recognize the loving Father in me and trust me, if it is still weak. The more threatening the world is to the human being, the more confidently he shall take refuge in my fatherly heart, and I will not disappoint his faith. I will give him the evidence that his faith alone is able to work miracles and that Roman 1, as the Lord and Creator of heaven and earth, also force earthly events and guide them into other courses if I can thereby help a deeply believing earthly child because it loves me and thus carries me in its heart. I want to see this intimate relationship between a child and its father established, where the child always approaches the father in full trust and asks for protection and grace. Not words alone prove this relationship, but only the feeling of the heart. But I love my living creations, and where I find reciprocated love I am always willing to give and fulfill, and a prayer will never go unheard which ascends to me from the depth of a loving heart. Therefore hope and believe and do not be afraid, for Roman 1, your Father, protect you and will not abandon you forever. The more you feel threatened, the closer I am to you, and I will banish every adversity if you faithfully trust in me. Amen.